This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Testimony has ended for the day in the House Intelligence Committee in an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, both Democrats and Republicans are claiming victory after the hearings.
Chris Galderi, who's an associate professor at the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says the Democrats certainly made their case this week on substance.
They're describing this very large effort to redirect policy for political ends, and they're showing that they were able to observe it and see effects of it from a wide range of different vantage points.
But there was also this.
You said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Ambassador Sondland, which Galderi says was for the Trump base.
They're aimed at keeping Trump supporters on board.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it a witch hunt after he was charged in a series of corruption cases by the country's attorney general. As AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, it throws the country's paralyzed political system into further disarray.
Capping a three-year investigation, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit charged Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different scandals. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. According to the indictment, Netanyahu accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, offered to trade favors with a newspaper publisher, and used his influence to help a wealthy telecom magnate in exchange for favorable coverage on a popular news site. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing and said he is a victim of a witch hunt. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.